At the American Farm Bureau Federation Convention, I'm visiting with John Hoblick, who is president of the Florida Farm Bureau, where I once upon a time spent a lot of time in that building out there on I-75. So, John, let's just real quick here explain to people who don't know the process, what are you guys going to do here today in this whole annual delegates meeting?
Well, what we're going to do is adopt our policies for the year 2014. This is a unique process that not only American Farm Bureau goes through, but our state farm bureaus as well, is where we put together our policies. I like to refer to them as the 400-plus issues that are important to agriculture. You know, and so we'll adopt these policies, and then the role of, once these policies are adopted, for staff and the board of directors to carry out these policies and our membership as well. And a lot of it is focused around the legislative arena, since the biggest things that affect our producers is indeed, you know, regulatory actions on us. So
when you look at these policies, and boy, it's a thick book we got out here on the table. I imagine it takes a while. But what are some of the kind of key policies you'll be discussing today that are important to Florida?
Well, you know, as one of the interesting things is as technology gets greater, and I think you heard General McChrystal talk about that yesterday in his session, but as technology gets greater, so does the information pool. And we've got some real concerns about private property rights and privacy issues. And as we get more and more technical out on the farm, there are things that we use, whether it's GPS monitoring, et cetera, that can be data that can possibly be used against us. So we got to be careful about how we use that technology, number one. Other issues, you know, we've always got to make sure that we're in the trade arena. International trade is so important to our agriculture, and making sure that we adopt the right policies that really don't have any adverse effects on current trade policies, but yet put us in a position to be better exporters to other nations.
I know back when I was in Florida last, before just moving back to the state, things like water were so big, especially down in South Florida. Is that still like a big topic you guys got to deal with?
Absolutely. Between the WERDA being adopted this year, Clean Water Act, all these things that affect us back on our farms, numeric nutrient criteria has been one that we fought a long, hard battle now for 2 years, 2.5 years in Florida, and just making sure that these regulatory issues don't become so onerous on our producers that we can't function as producers.
How about on the crop side? You know, citrus is so big, but it has faced some challenges, I think, from, you know, never-ending battle of pests, I guess.
Yeah, and unfortunately in Florida we have the death of all citrus diseases, or the cancer of all the citrus diseases. It's citrus greening. And even last year in Orlando, we brought 450 of the world-renowned professors in citrus research, and they still haven't come up with a cure. It has impacted our producers in Florida. It's starting to impact other producers across the nation, and it's not anything that's not unknown, but that's a big one for us. And, you know, a lot of times the biggest issues when we get pests and pest diseases exposures, they usually come from an imported source. And so we've got to make sure, again, that we've got good policy on how we inspect our products coming in and et cetera, just to protect our agriculture.
Just maybe a comment on how things are going for Florida Farm Bureau itself, organizationally.
Oh, man, I'm so proud of Florida Farm Bureau right now. 2 years in a row, the Pinnacle Award. First time we ever won it last year, which we've got a mission in Florida Farm Bureau is to be one of the best farm bureaus in the nation. And I truly believe with the staff that we have, the great membership and leadership that we have in our county farm bureaus across this state is that we are indeed top-notch, and I'm so proud of Florida.
Well, I am proud to be back in my home state of Florida, and glad that we got to meet up here. It's San Antonio, and we all probably do a little bit of traveling around. It's good to see us each other out when we're out there. Thank you, John Hoblick with Florida Farm Bureau here from San Antonio. I am Chuck Zimmerman reporting.